You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports a Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge is under FBI scrutiny for allegedly aiding an undocumented immigrant. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The paper says the feds are trying to determine if Judge Hannah Dugan obstructed federal enforcement efforts by hiding a defendant in a jury deliberation room. Someone was taken into custody by immigration officials April 18th at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. The arrest marks the third recent ICE detention there. Judge Dugan denies any wrongdoing. State lawmakers are divided, with Democrats praising her for allegedly protecting due process, while Republicans condemn what they say is potential obstruction.
And a Republican bill in the state legislature would keep appointees to a state position from continuing after their term ends. Joanne Krumatz explains.
It would close a loophole that allows an appointee to continue to remain on a state board or commission until a replacement is named and confirmed by the state Senate. The issue first surfaced in 2022 when an appointee of Governor Scott Walker, Fred Prynne, remained on the Natural Resources Board for over a year after his term ended. It happened again a year later when Megan Wolf's term as Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator ended and the commission didn't nominate her successor. The Wisconsin Supreme Court later decided to allow Prynne and Wolf to remain in their positions.
And Wisconsin Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson have announced the renewal of the bipartisan Wisconsin Federal Nominating Commission. The bipartisan commission was established to make recommendations for open U.S. attorney and federal judicial positions in the state. The goal is to ensure that officers of the judicial system are being selected for their dedication to applying the law impartially, rather than altering the law to support policy or ideological agendas in the justice system. Milwaukee's congresswoman wants the feds to help out Milwaukee public schools. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Milwaukee's congresswoman wants the feds to help out MPS. Congresswoman Gwen Moore was on the Maggie Dawn Show this week, urging the Trump administration to reinstate fired CDC lead experts and approve federal aid for Milwaukee's school lead crisis. Four students have tested positive for poisoning and several schools remain closed for abatement. The CDC denied Milwaukee's request due to staffing cuts, which eliminated the agency's lead prevention team.
And protect your identity and avoid scams if you're heading to the NFL draft in Green Bay. Sports fans from all over the nation are there now through Saturday. Lisa Hale has some things you should be aware of.
Scammers may attempt to exploit the fast-paced environment by targeting them with various fraudulent scams and schemes. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection recommends visitors make purchases with a credit card because they offer built-in protections against fraud. They also warn visitors to protect personal information and watch for possible transportation-related scams, such as fake tickets or QR codes that might lead to fraudulent sites. We have a story offering tips and tricks to keep your information safe and to protect you from transportation scams on our website at civicmedia.us.
And Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced over $320,000 of investments for county forest roads. They say the funding will support the improvement of over 930 miles of roads across 24 counties in the state. Roads eligible for the funding must be a part of a comprehensive county forest land use plan. If you're headed to downtown Green Bay, don't worry about transport to the NFL draft stage. Green Bay Metro has that covered. Lisa Hale has the details.
Due to road closures and the festivities themselves, getting to the NFL draft stage in Green Bay may be a little difficult this week. So Green Bay Metro Transit Director Patty Kiewicz says take the downtown to Titletown bus.
You can park anywhere along that route and get on. We do have some designated stops. However, our drivers are awesome. They will watch for people if it looks like they want to get on the buses.
The free shuttle buses will run continuously in a loop between downtown Green Bay and the area near the draft from noon until 11 p.m. Thursday and Friday, and from noon until 9 on Saturday.
And the most recent CEO stepped down, one from decades ago, recently passed. Stuart J. Wattles tells us more about Milwaukee's major motorcycle maker.
A former leader at Harley-Davidson who guided the company through a dramatic turnaround in the 80s and 90s has died. According to his family, former Harley-Davidson CEO Rich Teerling passed earlier this month at the age of 88. He's widely credited with reviving the iconic motorcycle brand.
And tariffs are affecting Wisconsin farmers even before a seed is planted. Joanne Krulatz explains.
Farmers are changing what they are planting this year because of the tariffs with China. A new report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows that farmers are looking at the tariffs from the Trump administration and expecting to export fewer soybeans. In Wisconsin, 12% fewer acres of soybeans are being planted. That's because China makes up the bulk of soybean purchases in the world, and there's no alternative markets to sell those beans. Farmers may be moving to corn or other crops to cover the difference.
11 veterans were recognized for their service during a heartfelt ceremony in Wisconsin Rapids on Wednesday. Melissa Kay has the story.
The Quilts of Valor presentation took place at Renaissance by Rennes on the morning of April 23rd. Each quilt is handcrafted by the Material Girls of Wisconsin and a beautiful tribute to each veteran's service, sacrifice, and valor. Tom Heiser served as part of the Color Guard from the Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 101, taking part in the Quilts of Valor ceremony.
Quilts of Valor, where veterans receive a quilt that cannot be sold, cannot be given away as a present. It belongs to the veteran and can stay within the family.
Tom said it was an honor to be a part of the day. He said many of the veterans honored served in the 1950s during the Korean conflict situation. Jeff Peters is a retired veteran and also mentioned during the ceremony as a friend of the veterans at Renaissance by Rennes. Jeff visits the facility every Thursday morning at 10 to talk with veterans and share stories.
We sit together, we have coffee, donuts, and we just talk about their lives, you know, their service, their, you know, what they've done. And, you know, they go from 89 to 102. And it's just amazing to me the memories, you know, that they have. And one of the reasons I did this is I wanted to be able to pass those memories on.
Jeff said family members are always welcome to join them at 10 on Thursdays. The next Quilt of Valor ceremony will happen this summer, and Jeff will be one of the recipients. If you would like to nominate a veteran to receive a quilt, you can do so at qovf.org. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
You're listening to WXCO News, and I'm Brittany Merlot.
The Packers pick a receiver.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay. Last night at the NFL Draft.
With the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers. For the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, wide receiver of Texas.
Packers president Mark Murphy, GM Brian Gutekunst on selecting Matthew Golden.
Well, I really sent in a different name, but Mark just announced what he announced, so it is what it is.
Golden's reaction on being the first receiver the Packers picked in the first round since Javon Walker.
It's always been a dream of mine to go in the first round. To know that they haven't picked a receiver since 2002, man, is truly a blessing.
NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers for Game 3 in their playoff series tonight in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots to see in the theaters this weekend, including good kids stuff. As A24's The Legend of Ochi opens, A24 is making movies like they used to be made, and it's a wonderful thing. Their newest effort, a fantasy adventure, tells the story of a girl who is scared of a rare species called the Ochi. The film is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with 85%. Star Wars fans may or may not like that Revenge of the Sith is being re-released. Only 66% of audiences enjoyed this film. Do you give it another chance? Horror film Until Dawn tells the story of a group of friends forced to live the same night over and over in the woods. The film is not yet rated, but looks absolutely gruesome. And if you're in the mood for an action thriller, check out The Accountant 2, starring Ben Affleck as Christian Wolfe, who uncovers a conspiracy and goes on the hunt for a network of killers. Certified fresh at 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. There will be a new pope soon, and thanks to the movie Conclave, more people know how the new pope will actually be selected. As it turns out, after Pope Francis passed away earlier in the week, people are even more curious as they are streaming the living daylights out of the film. The film was nominated for Best Picture at this year's Oscars and stars John Lithgow, Stanley Tucci, Ralph Fiennes, and Isabella Rossellini. Good film. My money's on Isabella or John Lithgow. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon have experienced tremendous success in Hollywood since their hit film Good Will Hunting. Affleck appeared on the Today Show earlier this week to promote The Accountant 2, which opens this weekend. When shown a shirtless picture of Accountant 2 co-star John Bernthal next to a shirtless Damon, who looks completely shredded at 54, Affleck started teasing him about his physique. Affleck teased him again on the set of Access Hollywood. It's always tough to see your ex get in shape. The Conners' final episode aired Wednesday night and broke an age-old rule in saying goodbye. Roseanne aired for 10 seasons before going off the air in 1997. They tried to reboot the show in 2018, but Roseanne was let go after controversial social media posts. The show stayed on the air as The Conners, starring John Goodman, Sarah Gilbert, Laurie Metcalf, and Lacey Goranson. The show just wrapped its seventh and final season with John Goodman breaking the fourth wall and looking right at the camera and just saying goodnight. Great cast. Speaking of Roseanne, even though she was let go from the show she created in 2018 and had difficulties with the cast from time to time, the show honored her by mentioning her often in the final episode and even having the main characters stand over her grave. Roseanne's character was killed off after an accidental opioid overdose and saw the family take on Big Pharma in a lawsuit. Yes, it's a sitcom. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little fog this morning, then it's going to be mostly cloudy with scattered off and on showers here for a pretty good chunk of the day today. Our high right around 50, bit breezy with northerly wind gusts from 15 to 20, maybe up to 25. Tonight we'll drop into the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny, upper 50s. By Sunday, partly cloudy in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.